Well, let's catch up with the North Queensland coach, Todd Payton, after that victory last night over the Manly Sea Eagles. And as Paul Gallen mentioned, what about the comeback by the Cowboys? He's on the line, the coach, right now. G'day, Todd. Congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you very much. How are we?
Good, mate. Good, good. You showed plenty of emotion in the coach's box last night. You came home with a wet sail, didn't you? The Cowboys, those three tries late in the game to get you home.
Yeah, we did. We scored some really good, nice tries under a bit of pressure and... Yeah, very happy to get away with the win. I think it's really important for us going into a week off. And, yeah, there's some happy people around the club at the moment.
Let's get the disappointing news out of the way before the boys jump in. The Reuben Cotter hamstring injury. What's the state of play there for Reuben? He's obviously devastated. How long is he looking at on the sidelines, Todd?
Yeah, he's got a grade 2 hamstring, so he's looking at anywhere between 3 and 5 weeks. Our medical staff are really good with hamstrings here. Really devastated for the kid. Worked really hard, thought he was outstanding for Queensland in that origin. He's been awesome for us this season and we're going to miss him. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
You will miss him. He's been outstanding, as you just said. That game last night, Todd, I think does illustrate in a lot of ways the difference between your side this year and last year. That last year you would have lost that game and probably lost by a decent margin, but somehow you managed to get the win last night. It was remarkable.
Yeah, agree. I think, again, that'll just grow our belief. I've been trying to tell our boys now for a few weeks that we're a good team. And I just see them starting to believe it from week to week. Some patches of our game that weren't great, but what we did, we hung in there and we backed ourselves, we backed our game, and I think our condition showed in the back end of that, the last 10 minutes.
Hey, Toddy Flano here. With Val, I had some question marks over how he's going to adapt to that centre position, but obviously, then the last couple of weeks, he's been outstanding, and last night I thought it was one of his better games in that position again.
Yeah, it was. I didn't doubt the option of putting him in there. The best thing for me that he wanted to do it himself. So when a player's motivated like that, and Val with his professionalism, he just came in the training day after day in the pre-season, just went after it, and he had to make some adjustments. And he's still making those little adjustments at the moment. And he's really strong out of our own end. He's a try scorer. He loves the big moments. He's good to have in our team.
Todd, do you think the fact he's worked so hard on defence in the off-season has given your side self-belief? I heard you guys talk after last week's game. You said it wasn't a great performance, but you still managed to score plenty of points to get the win. Last night, you scored 3 tries in 4 minutes to win the match. The self-belief you have out there at the moment is something that you haven't had for a long time.
Yeah, look, we did a lot of tackling in the off-season. All clubs do a lot of tackling. We went through all our tries from the previous season as coaches, and 40% of those tries that were conceded were, from missed tackles that should have been made or, someone not competing hard enough. So, really drove that in the off-season. But I think it was more the work around just upsetting the rhythm from day to day. We're a young team and we like things going our way. And last year when things were going against us, it would only take one or two things to really put us off kilter, and we just try to upset the rhythm, not necessarily every day, but from week to week, different ways of training.
All right, one quick one before you go. When you're playing well, players are rewarded with representative jumpers. You must be really impressed with the young blokes that have been picked for Queensland. Looks like Murray Talungi might get that wing spot in place of Xavier Coates, who's out injured. He'd be jumping out of his skin, wouldn't he, if Billy Slater picks him in the starting side?
Yeah, well, and if he does, he deserves it. He's playing great for us. He's really strong for us again out of our own end, and he's a try scorer as well as a try saver. So he's a really smart kid, Muzz, and he's worked really hard on his game. And if he's playing Origin, he absolutely deserves it.
Good on you, Todd. Congratulations on the win last night, mate. Enjoy a couple of days off. We'll chat soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Todd Payton, the North Queensland Cowboys coach, after a 28-26 win over the Manly Sea Eagles.